You're not in Nigeria still? Are you back?
No, I'm in Nigeria still. I'm not leaving
Okay.
until early early next month.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Some things changed, so
Yeah, okay.
I had
But
to
maybe.
delay it till early next month.
Okay. All right. I didn't see you at Dotun Suleiman's exhibition of his painting.
My wife was there. You know, my wife is a junior sister.
Oh,
My wife is
yes.
a
Yeah, I
junior
didn't see
sister
her.
of, yeah. She was there. She represented me.
Oh.
I was in Ghana. You know, I'm a
Yes.
member of the Museum Advisory Board of the Pan African World Heritage Museum in Ghana, coming up.
Yes.
And I'm also a member of the Council of Elders.
Yes.
So I went to Ghana. We are coming up with a fantastic museum, about $30 million.
Wow. You
Yeah.
know, sir, it's interesting what collectors in Lagos are beginning to do, following your example. Because I saw Mr. Akinsong also, and he too has a virtual gallery where he shows all his collection. You know,
Yeah.
it's really exciting.
Yeah,
You know,
the difference between a virtual gallery and what I have done is that you get to train and get people to interact with the works, and you get to bring people to give lectures. I mean, so many things to do
Exactly. That's exactly
virtually.
what we
Yeah.
all need.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we need. You know, the problem we are in our country right now is many of our youths don't even know our story. They don't know our, they know nothing about our indigenous culture. They don't know what our art has been, who have been. So virtual will not solve that problem. You need something more physical, more interactive than just
Yes.
virtual.
Exactly. Exactly. But nevertheless, it's exciting what people are trying to do with their collections. You know, they are not just sitting on them like that. They're beginning to realize that they must make them available to audiences,
And
whether.
when they die, and when they die,
Yes.
no, I'm asking you,
Because,
when they die?
well, Dotun Suleiman, he was asked, he is still thinking of what would happen when he dies. He hasn't decided, you know.
Well,
So, but it's something
I
they're
am,
beginning
I.
to think about. You have thought about it. That is what
No,
I know.
I've not finished thinking about
Okay.
it. There is more I still have to do. For instance, I'm sitting on about 2 acres of land here, full of art. We're talking about over 6,000 works of art in this house. And when I die, what is going to happen to those works?
Exactly.
So we can go virtual, you can write books, but
The
that does not provide
physical
for, yeah.
work.
You need to
Tamsin is
create.
here. So anyway, sir, this is a very interesting
Time.
story. I thought that the Shillong Museum was going to house it. It wouldn't house all your collection, will it?
Not possible.
Oh. Wow, and you're still collecting.
I'm still collecting because that's what I enjoy. I enjoy art. What they have now is only about a percentage of the collection I promised to loan them. I've loaned them in perpetuity, subject to their following the terms and conditions of my agreement with them.
Yes, sir. So, sir, it will really be interesting. I know you've told this story over and over again of how you got into art collecting.
Lauren?
Yeah. Welcome, Tamsin. The Tamsin is here.
Welcome,
Thank
Tanzin.
you. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
You had a bit of problem with your voice.
Yes, I was speaking and you couldn't hear me, but I could hear you.
Oh, okay.
So
Yes,
we've
yes,
Ayla
yes.
helped me to resolve it.
Yes.
Thank you for having me and for being here.
Yeah.
Interrupt, carry on with what you were saying. You were telling Yes, us about you are
your
making some collector.
statements,
Yes.
Salma. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, I was saying that I
Lost
know
her.
you've told the story over and over, but we would like to
Lost
hear
her.
it all the same, how you got into collecting art.
Hello?
Yes, did you hear me?
Hello?
Did you hear me?
Listen. Yes,
Hello.
now not.
I can hear you.
Okay, you were saying something and then I
Yes,
didn't hear you again.
I was saying that you have told this story severally, I'm sure, but we'll be interested to know how you got into collecting art.
Well, to start with, I'm an artist. I draw. I was very good in art in the secondary school. And I was one of the best students until I got to class three in secondary school. I was representing my school in quiz and debates. And at that time, it was all science, science, science. We were very proud to be science students. My school had commercial and science classes separated. And I was one of the leading members of the science class in my secondary school. So there was so much pride in carrying Nelcon by physics by Nelcon, Durell of mathematics, Durell mathematics, additional mathematics by Backbone. I mean, I used to carry it and showcase it when I was. But then I abandoned art. I didn't do art in my secondary school exams. And then I entered the University of Ibadan. And I had to go and be reading at Yaba Tech in because my grandfather's house is just some stone throw away from there. And that's how I got entrenched in art again. And this time I will leave the library of the Yaba College of Tech and go to the student demonstration area and forget myself there. And that's how I began to collect in part two in the University of Ibadan. And then from there, before I knew what was happening, it started from an interest to a passion, from a passion to an obsession, and then now it's a glorious obsession. Glorious in the sense that it's allowing me to give back to society what I would not have been able to do as much of it if, for instance, I was just, a lawyer, which I am, an engineer, which I am, a chartered stockbroker, which I am, an auctioneer, which I am, a business administrator. All those things, everybody is on the street. But how many people are collectors who have devoted their lives in improving the lives of artists, organizing residencies for artists, giving foreign artists the possibility of having residencies in my foundation, giving scholars, PhD scholars, the opportunity of coming here to interact with some of the works they are writing in their thesis on African art history, and of course, do their primary and secondary research under my foundation, helping the University of Port Harcourt to set up the Yemisi Shillong Endowed Professorial Chair, in which we have published a lot of journals, and we have published a journal called Toja, and we've made a lot of publications, and many, many things like that. Freedom Park, where I've donated works of art for the public good, free of charge, personally funding, solely funding the architecture and building construction of the Yemisi Shillong Museum of Art, giving them, granting them some works. The predominant works in that museum is granted by me, and then continue to support them on another basis with some grants. That gives me a lot of joy. That's what art has done in my life. So, and I enjoy it. I collect art almost every day. I have an artist sitting down here who has brought me four works of art to buy his work. That's part of my life, and the most important part of my life.
I love that way you describe the progression from being a collector to being an obsessed collector to having the glorious the terminology and the way that you that it works for you, that it feeds your soul, and at the same time it allows you to give so much back to society. And I wanted to ask you, Prince Shilon, about your foundation, which on promoting and the appreciation study of Nigerian art and African art, and how do you envisage the engagement of a younger generation with the likes of great artists like Uchiwa Okeke, and the impact that it can have, that these great older artists, greater artists, have on the artistic perspective of the younger people?
Well, firstly, I must say that my presence here now is part of ensuring that the legacy of Uchiwa Okeke lives forever. Secondly, I have collected Uchiwa Okeke, some number of works of Uchiwa Okeke. Uchiwa Okeke was not only a painter, he was a sculptor, he was a teacher, and he was an illustrator. And I have the number of his works in my collection, some of which are in the Yemisi Shilon Museum of Art, which was solely funded by me. And I can tell you, younger generations have been going to that museum on a repeated basis. At least the last count, we have been able to have about 2,000 younger generation going for training, either training or interactive sessions with the works of Uchiwa Okeke, and so on and so forth. So that is that. Of course, even in my home, under my foundation, a lot of people come and see the works of Uchiwa Okeke, some of which they only see in pictures. Of course, even the followers of Uchiwa Okeke built, people like Elana Swi, people like Obiora Odichukwu. I mean, their works are in the Yemisi Shilon Museum and also in the Yemisi Shilon Art Foundation. Interaction with the younger generation. And like I've said earlier on, Uchiwa Okeke's work is not left out in PhD scholars who come from different parts of the country, of the world, to study the works of Uchiwa Okeke, Yusuf Grillo, Akinlola Sekan. I'm talking about those in the past who have had PhD scholars that they've come to study their works in my art foundation. And more importantly, a lot of artists who come for residency, and when they interact with works like that, they come up with their own innovative works of art, for which they benefit from some of the great creations of Uchiwa Okeke. So those are the roles I'm playing. And it's a very wide spectrum of my role. Wide spectrum, and it's not in art alone. It's in engineering. I sponsor television programs to encourage children to take to science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and creativity. I sponsor television programs for children on art, and I get involved in so many things. So my involvement is very, very, very wide.
It's a wonderful thing, and it's such a great form museum of yours, as you say, for all of those different all of those different benefits people from seeing the work face to face. So much of what we do these days is online, but you can't replace that experience seeing a work in real life space. It's beautiful. Salma, do you, Prince Shilon just described his, from a collector's point of view, his sort of relationship as a collector with Uchiwa Okeke, but would you have some anecdotes or experiences that you can share about your father's interaction with collectors, including Prince Shilon? How did he relate to collectors? Tell us some stories if you have it.
I think back in my father's day, collectors were not yet as prominent as they have become. Of course, there were some individuals that bought works, you know. Prince Shillon is a bit of a modern man, so to speak. He's much younger than my father, for instance. So it's in its time that we've gotten this wave of collection activity that is very prominent and that looks really promising. In my father's days, he would have been thinking of like institutions, he would have been thinking of like gifting to a friend, you know, and he would have been thinking of keeping most of the works to show in his own gallery, you know, but the dynamics have continued to change and collectors are an important part of the whole ecosystem, you know, for the artist. So it is becoming more evident than it was at his time, you know. So he would probably have been pleasantly surprised by, you know, the progression of things, you know, and this the role of collectors right here in Nigeria. Dotun Suleiman's exhibition of his art collection by Ugoma. You know Ugoma, don't you? Was quite interesting, you know. And right there, I met some other collectors, and you know, and spoke with some of them, and was Prince Shillon, you know, because I mean, he had gone so far, even in his house, is practically a museum. And then, you know, he went and started the Shillon Museum. We knew when he was going to start that, and it was an exciting, you know, prospect. We actually thought, myself and my sister, that if we didn't know what to do with our father's works, finally, then we would bring them to his museum. We thought about it. So that is to show you how important the role he has played is.
It's a multifaceted role, isn't it?
It's Salman.
Yes, Salman, may I remind you
yes.
how I related with your father in his lifetime. You housed him at Lekki?
Yes, sir.
And you played a great role in taking care of your father in the latter part of his life.
Yes.
And I visited you thrice.
Yes.
With your charming mother.
Yes.
And you hosted me.
Yes.
Like other great artists, like Yusuf Grillo on Saturday, this Saturday, I am going to open the Yusuf Grillo Museum in Ogulawa Street in Ikeja. I am not just a collector. I am somebody I am somebody who enjoys doing what I'm doing. And I don't just collect art. I relate with artists.
Yes.
I related with your father in the latter part of his life. Yes. And I came visiting you. The only thing I didn't do, which I regret, is that I did not go to Nemo.
Yes.
Because
he was in Lagos at that time. He was in Lagos for a couple of years. Yeah.
Exactly. And I visited you twice to see your father.
Yes.
So my collection is not just about art.
Mm-mm.
There is a humanistic part of my collection.
Absolutely.
And you talked about the collector. There were other collectors, you know, who are older than me and who are very prominent at that time too.
I know that he was older than you. You know, he was your friend, so I thought you were about the same age grade.
No, Rashid was about 15 years older than me.
So I relate. I have no idea.
I relate to people not by age. Mm. Then also there was Samuel Agbaju. Was also much older than me, and there was
honestly.
Let me talk so that I don't lose what I want to say. There was Frank Okonta. Frank Okonta was much older than me. But I was always in their company. You never know I was much younger than them, because what I was enjoying was the art, not their person.
Mm.
Rashid Barabasi was so much close to me, to the extent that we both set up a cassava flour mills, an investment of over $1 billion in the Ijebu area. He would come to my house and pick me up for our board meetings. He was close to me. I respected his age, but he didn't stop me from relating with him as a friend, because we shared something in common. And what we shared in common was art. And don't forget, we then set up VASON, Visual Art Society of Nigeria. So we did more than what you think. VASON, we rented a place at Freedom Park, taking advantage of my benevolence to Freedom Park. The renters of the place, we invited people. I donated works for that body. We've done many more. The later day collectors. Yes. I mean, look, there is a difference between collection and collection.
Mm-hmm. The show is.
I am not doing it for the purpose of, showmanship. I'm doing it because it's part of me. It's my life. I love it. I enjoy it. I mean, I'm surrounded in my bedroom with about 400 works of art. That's my life. My house, my office here, I'm talking to you, is full of art. You barely find a place to walk. So it's not about, and of course, it's not only in Lagos. Don't forget, I have a place again in Abeokuta. It's full of art. The garden is all life-size bronze, stone, metal, name it. So there are collectors and there are collectors.
Hmm.
My collector, yes, please.
Curious when you speak about visiting artists, having visited Uche Okeke and other artists, what kind of conversations do you like to have with art?
Well, you see, when I take for instance the great Uche Okeke, when I visited him, I was more in terms of first relating with him as an uncle, as I find myself lucky to be in his company, to visit, thanks to Salma and the sister, Ijoma, my late sister, Ijoma Okeke. You know, when I'm there, I talk with him like I'm one of their members of family. I mean, you had nothing much to do with how is his art. I visit them to celebrate them, to make them realize that, I mean, I see them as a special creation of God in producing what they do. Because in other climes, artists are giving so much prominence and value as against my country here. So at that time, I was much younger, but I related with them with a kind of appreciation of their role. I cannot be talking about art with Uche Okeke. Who am I? Uche Okeke is not at my level. But I related with him, and he loved me for what I was doing, because he knew I was a collector, a wide collector of even his students, like Ellen Aswi, Obiora Odechukwu, Osadebe, and so on, and so on, Osaleke, Osadebe, and so on and so forth. So that's the kind of relationship I had.
Beautiful. That's very special. I'm sure that he really appreciated it. It was just work.
You are breaking, Tamsin. You are breaking.
Oh, sorry. Is that
you
better?
Are breaking. Yeah, you are breaking. Something is wrong. From your end. Something's wrong from your end. You are breaking. I'm hearing Salma very well. You are breaking. Yes.
All right. Let's chat a little bit about, you've raised the topic of collaboration. So one is communication, beautiful relationship that you can build as a collector with artists, vice versa. But you can also, and you do that through your museum, connect people from different cultures. You create this environment where people collaborate. Peter Kekke was very much about collaboration through his life as well. Is that something you believe is important? The role it plays with your foundation, CMC, and some of you have any comments about the role of collaboration parties in building up cultural heritage?
My foundation has been collaborating since 2009. I have collaborated to ensure that some PhD scholars who are studying African art history visit Nigeria under my foundation, the Omoba Yemisi Shillon Art Foundation. And for this, I have had people like Jennings Sisma from Austin University. Texas Austin University. She came to study the Honor School of Art. Today, having obtained a PhD, she's now a professor in Arkansas. She's an expert. She's an expert on Honor School of Art in the world. She first got in contact with Honor School of Art by virtue of her first 30 days work with my foundation. She went back and got Fulbright scholarship and came back and also hosted or curated an Honor School of Art exhibition at City Mall in Victoria Island in Lagos. I have also hosted people like Victor Ekbuk, the great artist. I have hosted many, many like that, many. Alexandra, what's her name now? She came all the way from Kenya. Alexandra. Then there was Sisma. There was Sisma from America, from Seattle in America. Many, many like that. So I've been collaborating with artists and different institutions. Right now, I'm discussing with Charlotte, Bernadette Charlotte or something, in America about some collaboration in which my foundation will again resume the idea of hosting artists from America for their residency, and Nigerian artists will also go to America for residency. So I'm very open to seeing what areas of collaboration, if it's going to be useful and fruitful to both parties. Very, very open.
I think the things which you do, Selma can jump in here, is very much about collaboration.
Hello?
For the Uchiha Keke legacy.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello, sir.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us, sir? Ayla?
I think we don't have the perfect... Sam, talk a little bit about collaboration. Maybe this
is
Prince Elon. But it's collaboration in terms of the Uchiha Keke legacy and your vision.
You're not hearing me.
How to build it.
And I'm not hearing it. Hello? Oh.
Collaboration in terms of the Uchiha Keke legacy.
Hello. Yeah. It went off for a long time. What happened?
Yeah.
Hello.
Can you hear us now?
No, I can hear you now. I was. Yeah.
Yes. Go on. I'm sure they fixed it. So sorry, sir.
Yes. I was just talking about... Okay. I was just talking about collaboration in terms of the Uchakeke legacy, past and present, and going into the future.
My advice to you, like I have done, please work with institutions. Work with institutions, not with persons. I went to the Pan Atlantic University and sold the idea that I want to build a museum, fund the building of a museum to house some of my collections.
Mm-hmm.
And why did I do that? Why did I not say I should keep it? Why did I not say that I should keep it, you know, in my home or anything of that nature? It's better for you to work with institutions to keep your father's legacy in perpetuity.
Yes.
Corporate institutions will guarantee you perpetuity. Private persons will not guarantee you perpetuity. Every living being must die. But if you work with corporate organizations like institutions, academic institutions, partner with them, you will be afforded the opportunity of perpetuity for your father's legacy. I will suggest you discuss this with me. Don't forget, I'm a lawyer. I will suggest you discuss with me and identify serious institutions. Avoid public institutions in Nigeria because you are not sure of continuity. But private institutions, please find a way to partner with them under an agreement, structured agreement, to ensure that your father's legacy continues beyond your time. And take away some of the personal responsibilities to ensure that institutions carry some of your loot. And then you work with you and continue what you are doing. That's my advice.
Exactly, sir. Your advice is exactly the Uchakeke's blueprint. And that was why he was trying to set up an institution himself. That is why it is wrong.
Don't set up an institution yourself. Go and work with an institution. Your father tried to set up an institution himself, and that institution will die with the person. Go and work with an existing institution. They are there. Go and identify them and tie them into doing your work for you, for your father, while you have the supervisory role to play. And when you are gone, somebody else within your family will continue the supervisory role.
That's a very exciting thought, sir, because we are basically walking in that direction. We are basically walking in that direction. That was really how he walked in his lifetime. He walked with institutions all his life because, you know, he depended on things like grants and likes all through his life.
You still have not got what I'm telling you. Your father worked with institutions. Or your father did not establish a legacy kind of arrangement with institutions that can ensure continuity. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not talking about what your father did.
I got it.
I'm telling you about what you can do.
I got it and said that's a very exciting thought because, you know, these are all the things that have to do with, you know, having initiative, moving with a changing times, and that is the good thing about this legacy, that it is resilient and it is changeable, you know. So we have found, really, both myself and Ijeoma, that we need to move towards that direction that you're talking about, and that is really in the direction we're moving.
Prinsilan, really,
yes,
in this direction that stood up for us and truly appreciate the support that you've offered. Could you unpack it a little bit more for us? Because I think education, Uchikeke was a great professor himself. He taught, believed in education, and I think Selma and family believe in education initiatives in playing a very enriching role in the understanding and value of continuing the legacy. But you've opened up a conversation around the avenue via institutions and this idea of partnership with institutions, sort of structured agreement. Could you talk a little bit more about that? It's really an interesting topic.
The great Uche Okeke played a lot of role in the universe of Nigerian Suka. In fact, there was a time that Uche Okeke was in the universe of Nsuka, universe of Nigerian Suka. But you see, I mentioned earlier, public institutions in Nigeria are not the kind of institutions that one should partner with in terms of continuity. Public institutions in Nigeria have leadership. In Nigeria, I'm not running down anybody. In Nigeria, leadership of public institutions in Nigeria are not well determined on merit. And the guarantee that the leader of a public institution in Nigeria will continue. I remember the great J.P. Clark, the husband of Ebun Clark. They visited me in my home in Ikeja. And I was telling him, along with his wife, that I was about signing an agreement with a public, major public institution in Nigeria for my museum. And he said, you dare not. They are Philistines. That's the first time I will hear that word in my life. They are Philistines. I was to sign an agreement. I mean, I was invited to bring my memoir by the head of the vice chancellor in Yale University in America. And I was being patriotic. I said, no. I want to put it in Nigeria. And I then offered to give it to a particular institution. I don't want to go into names. And when I made that offer, before it was signed, the Liberian called me and said, you dare not do it. Come and see those who left their memoirs here. Their memoirs are rotten. So my advice to the Uche Okeke Foundation is that work with private institutes the way I have done. Public institutions, you are not guaranteed. And when you are going to determine the institution to work with, make sure you look at the philosophy of that institution, whether it measures with your own philosophy, whether they are so, because you see, I didn't just choose Pan Atlantic from the blues. I was a director of a multinational company and I used to attend courses at the then Lagos Business School, which is still there anyway. And everywhere there was artwork, the canteen, the lecture rooms, everywhere, artwork. So after I had been warned by J.P. Clark, it occurred to me that it's better for me to go to such an institution. That's how I discussed with the then, now doctor, but then he was an architect. Architect Jess Casilotti, who was my contact, that I wanted to partner with the Pan Atlantic University. I made my offer, and the Council of the University accepted my offer. And initially, what I offered was to give them some money and for them to build. But they got their corporate affairs manager. I helped him to get in touch with many people to fund what my money built at that time. Nobody was willing to help. So we had to go back to my agreement again. The money I promised to give them, I had to use the bulk of the money to now build the museum. So that museum today is standing because I completely funded the museum from beginning to the end, and I stocked it. I stocked it with artwork. So if you want to ensure that your Uche Okeke's legacy lives forever in Nigeria, please look for private institutions, not public institutions. Otherwise, like J.P. Clark said, the Philistines today will not be the Philistine tomorrow.
Exactly. You have really, hit the nail on the head as far as Nigeria goes. As a matter of fact, myself and Ijeoma decided to start from outside Nigeria and come back to Nigeria, because Nigeria was going to be a lot to deal with. And these are very, very good. This is a very, very good advice you're giving us with respect to Nigeria. I do see a thriving art community, especially here in Lagos, in Nigeria, with collectors, with people that love art, with the ArtX, bringing a lot of people together, a lot of exhibitions, a lot of seminars and the likes, by various foundations, including the 111, a whole lot happening here, in terms of activity for the arts. But it's still, one still has to be very, very, very strategic to leverage all of it. And, that was what myself and Ijeoma were also finding out. And so we decided to start from outside and come back in, definitely it's also important to make sure the home base is leveraged properly. Thank you, sir.
I have an experience to share with you. I endowed a professorial chair in the University of Port Harcourt. And that professorial chair has not, at the start, they appointed a person who was not fit for that professorial chair. And eventually, because the public institution was replaced, and then they put in somebody who was very fit for that professorial chair. As I'm speaking now, a lot of public sector wahala, conflict, has made that chair to work to optimum. And I'm talking from experience. I don't want to disclose too many things. But my advice to you, which I am repeating it again, work with private institutions. Public institutions are a big problem in Nigeria.
Well understood, sir. Thank you so much.
I think that's a wonderful place to wrap the conversation, move to the other space. And unless there are any final thoughts from you, Salma, in today's conversation, what you would like people to take away from it, I think we've gained a lot. Thank you, Priscilla. Thank you, Salma, for joining us in the conversation today.
Yeah, we've definitely gained a lot. It's really been a great honor to have Prince Yemisi Shilon with us. He's always been one that has been very, very exemplary in this sector. He has been one busy trying to build the sector, not just collecting art. And he has a wealth of experience to share, and he is always very forthright with it. at any time when you meet him, he shares his experiences and gives advice based on that. And this is definitely someone that anyone, a lot of people can come to. If you're new in the arts, this is a place to go to help you grow. And if you've been there, this is someone to go to learn from his experiences, his rich experience, because he's been in this sector for quite a lot of years and has seen it evolve and has known what he's gone through with it. And these are the kinds of people that we keep working with to build the legacy. You know, we keep running back to give us the necessary advice, you know, to help us along the way, especially within Nigeria. Thank you for coming, sir. It's a great honor.
Well, I would like to say this before we go. I recollect my last meeting with your sister, your great sister. She was my sister, to Ijoma Okeke. I was invited by the Johannesburg Art Fair under the sponsorship of the organizers of Johannesburg Art Fair. And I went there in 2014. I remember when you visited me, you reminded me that she came to see me after then. But I remember more about that, our meeting in 2014, when Ijoma found time amongst her busy schedule. She was a curator of a big museum in South Africa. He came to see me as a brother. And we had some discussions together. She had a child then, you know. I recollect, and I'm using this opportunity, and I'm saying it with nostalgia and sadness, that may the soul of my sister, Ijoma Okeke, rest in peace with God Almighty. And may Wiche Okeke, may his spirit and legacy, the sweetness of his legacy, the selflessness of his legacy, may the flame continue to dazzle the world. And I want to thank Salma for doing what she's doing. It's a yeoman's job you are doing, and you need all the commendation. And of course, Salma, you can always call on me. I am always available. You know that. You know your auntie and I, we hosted you the other day. We had a family chat in my office, if you collect. You are always welcome, Salma. Thank you very much for inviting me. And I'm assuring you that I'm always there for you, as long as I'm within the four walls of this planet. Thank you very much.
Thank you both.
Auntie Joanne, are you still in Minnesota?
I'm still in Minnesota. And although you said I'm elderly, which is true, I have done a lot of things on my computer and my cell phone. I'm on the cell phone now.
Okay.
But I was having trouble with Discord. So anyway, Captain and I were having a little romance, I think. So what I sent to you, I don't know if anybody, I sent to you as email note, I think. I don't know that anybody has addressed this in the last couple of sessions. But one of the things that Carl Eicher and I were very fond of Uche, one of the things we found about Uche, we were very fond of him, but one of the things we found about him is that he had a very, when I say sly humor, I don't mean that there was any edge or nastiness to it by Sly. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was fast, mm-hmm. and he was clever, and his humorous comments always added just an edge of this cleverness when you were in the conversation. It was a very pleasant experience. How did you find that in the family, Selma?
Well, growing up, we thought, he was somebody that liked you. I mean, it's surprising because you would think he was quiet, but he loved to having people around him that liked to gist. He enjoyed very much. And then he always liked to, he was humorous. He always liked to portray everything with, something like a joke, you know, but sometimes we thought he was laughing at his own jokes more than we would, you know. But he found them funny anyway, and he was always, you know, bringing such things in his conversation. He had that giggle that myself and Ijoma got. You didn't hear us, but we giggled exactly like him, you know, just very little, and then it was gone, like you said, very fast, you know. But
he was very good at play on words, because he could pick up very quickly. Yeah. And make a clever twist out of words. And then that would bring about what you would say, the giggle, you know? Because he knew that he was amusing you or his audience, you know, how if there were two or three people or just one-on-one. But I found that really, I think one word would be charming. The other thing that I found, and I think Carl and I had discussed it, but because we were still, we were adults, but we were not, you know, ancient adults or whatever. And we had not had an extensive experience with artists one-on-one that we really knew the artist. So as we got to know Uche, one of the things that surprised me, because I didn't know or realize that artists did this, is how carefully he cataloged his work. His own production, so that he knew exactly where every piece of his art was located. You know, what ones he owned, which ones he had sold. And I just had never thought about it. I didn't think it was necessarily a haphazard thing that artists did. But I was very impressed with how careful he was about this. And I suppose maybe as I think back about it, it was because, you know, you think of artists often as being kind of free, and maybe even if I would push the word free to be so involved with their inspiration that they would be, this is a strong word, but careless. Mm-hmm. I don't really mean careless, but just not preoccupied with such a careful classification and so on. So I guess I would like to turn this to asking you, wasn't his classification or categorization of his own work very helpful to all of you as a family?
Absolutely, Auntie Joanne. He left us blueprints because he documented all his thoughts, apart even from documenting the walks, has given us a window to how to move forward, you know, vis-a-vis what's going on in the world, you know. I mean, that being his catchphrase, innovation, you know, combining what is available with new technologies and all that. So he did that all his life, and that is why he has a legacy. And that kind of behavior, he got it from his mother. Because I remember that my grandmother was very specific about everything. She put things in specific places. Nothing was, you know, out of place with her. You know, she was that organized. And so I think it's a gene thing, sort of. But that is what makes the difference. And we do have that also, because as we moved on after him, you know, I mean, he was trying to put structures, but he couldn't do so much of that. So we started, you know, trying to put legal structures, financial structures. Mm-hmm. And like you said, a lot of people would be like, do artists really do this? You know, that kind of thing. But because of how he started off, you know, that paved the way for some of the things that myself and Ijoma have been able to do so far. And it has made things a lot easier for us, really. Thank you for
that. Well, I found it fascinating. So I'm happy that you elaborated on it. And of course, it's not only inherited, but he learned it, because growing up, then he saw his mother and he learned as he watched her, and she probably, you know, guided him as a child and putting things away and organizing and so on. So I think that's an important thing to note.
It is very important, because we still continue. I mean, it's beautiful that you asked that question. We never even stopped to think about it. We just continued in that vein, you know. And some of the things, some people will be like, oh, this is an overkill. Why do you have to really, you know, draw all your T's and dot all your I's? Why bother? Do you have to go through all that? But, you know, he was also building for posterity. Remember, Ati Joan? He was building for posterity, so he needed to do things deliberately in such a way that others could continue. It may not even have been us.
Yes, I think that's important. So thank you. Thank you for talking about that.
We can't get Tamsin's audio to work, so she's just listening in. I'm going to fill in.
Okay, Tra, do you have anything to say? Unfortunately, I think her voice isn't there. Oh, is it?
No. It's really Ketra is typing. Ketra is typing. And Airiki, sorry, Airiki, I just saw this now. Airiki can't seem to be able to unmute. So I'll see if I can fix that quickly. But yeah, you should just be able to press the button there. Ketra, I hope I'm saying that correctly. Apologies if I'm not. Says she's new to this. She's new to his work, so she's listening in.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. So Ireke hasn't been able to say anything.
Yeah.
He's joining from Canada. He's not able to unmute himself.
I'm having to see if I can.
He's not really joined and he's not really there.
No, Airiki, I'm going to, can you step off the stage quickly? I'll invite you back in and see if we can get it working when you come back on or up. There should be at the bottom of your screen, a little bar that says leave the stage.
I'm not sure he's there.
He says okay.
Oh, okay. He sent you a message, eh?
Yeah, he's typing into the... There's a little message. It should be next to your put down, like your red button, to leave the conversation. Do you see it there?
Okay, let me be more, so that by all means, the new number, you know, by all means, the message has been adjoined, you know, so we will not have concern to it.
Okay, give me a second.
And Auntie Joanne, would it be too much to find out if you can maybe be a guest speaker sometime?
Oh, thank you. That's that's a very kind offer, but
yeah,
I don't think that right now that I have more that I can elaborate on than these couple of points. If I really think of something that would be a theme for even a short set of comments, I'll let you know. But right now, I'll decline because when I accept something, I like to know that I have an idea that I can develop. So thank you very much. That's very kind.
Did you remember that the limited edition prints were done in Minnesota during his sabbatical leave? Remember?
Do I remember what?
So the limited edition prints that were made while...
Oh, yes, limited edition prints, yes. Yeah. But because we just discussed...
Yes.
How orderly he was about what he did, that meant that he also maintained control, and which is good, so that when he was doing that, I don't recall a lot about the interaction. I mean, my involvement was really that I knew that he was going to be stepping back into the that he was leaving the deanship, and it was an ideal time, and I was department head at the time, so that I could organize the invitation. So that was my involvement, was organizing his invitation and seeing that you as a family would come and helping with those kinds of organizational things and making some contacts here for a couple of his other exhibits, not just at the university, but at the African American Center and so on. So I don't have too much to add except what I'm telling you right now about what you're saying about the limited edition, for example.
And then there was that work that you ended up gifting to the Smithsonian.
Well, yes. Well, of course, that was, I mean, really, what I have to say about that is just what I can say now, and there's not much to add. The real point about giving it to the Smithsonian was that that was our introduction, Carl and my introduction to Uche, because we went to an exhibit and we saw the painting. And, of course, we did not know the Igbo significance of it. It was just an arresting painting to us, and I don't mean just, and it was a fascinating painting to us in terms of color and shapes. So we bought it, and then we hung it in Enugu when we were living there, and then we hung it in our mutual home in East Lansing. And then I was the one who kept it when we were divorced. And so I also hung it here in Minnesota. And then I did take it to our cottage. And of course, traveling in all those different temperatures, I think, from Nigeria to colder temperatures and so forth, winters and everything. And when we left it at our cottage, it was cold in Michigan in the winter and not heated. So when the Smithsonian wanted to borrow it for an exhibit, they could see that some of the paint had been out flaking, and they offered to have it repaired. And so they did. And then after the exhibit, they returned it, and I kept it. And then somehow I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. But I just, at one point, my daughters and I discussed its significance in terms of Uche's legacy. And I did know curators at the Smithsonian, and it just seemed to me that that was where it belonged. So that's why we gifted it, the three daughters and I, to the Smithsonian. So, and I think it's a very significant piece.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And what a lovely story and journey for you all with that book.
Well, yes, and one of the parts that I like about it is just a very small, amusing part, and that is that our very close friends, the Hammarskjölds, Edward and Carolyn Hammarskjöld, who were also on the faculty at UNN, but lived at the Enugu campus, like we did. He was an architect, and they had a small VW convertible. And so because it's quite a sizable painting, we were trying to figure out how to get it from the exhibit to our house on the Enugu campus. And so we came up with the idea that if we asked Ed Hammarskjöld, he might even have offered it because they were close and we probably went to the exhibit together. But so we put the painting in the back of his convertible, with the top down and then the seat, the back seat. And so we transported it from the exhibit space, and I've forgotten where it was. Uche will have had it very well documented, but I've forgotten where it was. And then we had it transported with Ed Hammarskjöld driving his VW bug to our house. And I imagine that Carl, I'm not remembering exactly, but he was probably holding on to it from the front seat. And we transported it to our house. Of course, after that, it was transported back to the U.S. or to the U.S., very carefully crated. And every place after that, it was transported very carefully and in a very different situation than what I might say was a rather debonair journey from the exhibit space to our house on the Enugu campus. So that's just a rather amusing anecdote.
It is, really, you know. And then I remember that you were at their wedding, at my parents' wedding.
Oh, yes, I was. Yes, and if I'm lucky, I have many, many sides. If I'm lucky, I might be able to find one or two sides, but I could not come up with that very quickly, and I can't promise that it will happen, because once you start to get on one of those journeys, way back when we were doing slides and not having, you know, cameras on our phones and so on.
Yeah.
And if you're not quite as careful in categorizing as Uche, you know. So I'm happy to add that to this discussion and so on. But I think I've shared with you what I could share today that would be of value. So thank you very much again for your invitation earlier.
Thank you so much, everyone. Ireke, well, thank you also for joining. I think we can come to the end of the hangout. Thank you, everyone. Do enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. That was so nice. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to that, as always. Ireke, I'm sorry we couldn't get you going there, but we will be doing this again next Thursday. And I guess you're all here. Tamsin, I hope this is okay to say. And Selma, with your permission, can I announce next week's guest?
Yes, please.
It's Bruce Onabrakpaya. So he will be joining us and giving us further insights into the great man that is Uche Okeke. And he'll be giving us a bit of a personal insight because they were in Zaria Art Society. Is that correct? Together, Selma?
Yes, they were in Zaria School together also.
Yeah, so that'll be a really great one. And Ireke, next week, if you come and join us at, it'll be 2:30 WAT, I will send you a message with the time for you in Canada. If you join us half an hour earlier before the stage channel starts, we can make sure we can get you started so that when we all chat together, you can unmute and everything will be fine. And then Salman, you'll be able to chat with him.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Okay.
Thank you so much. I think we must be with Auntie Joanne now so that she can get on with other things.
Yeah.
It's really a pleasure. My mom will be so tickled that you joined, Auntie Joanne.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Everyone.
Thank you all.